debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. Bless you, got speed.
Yes, sir.
Speed, ready to go. Welcome to the Pop of the Love Sponge exclusive podcast. Brought to you by Omaha Steaks. I've been talking about Omaha Steaks for a long time. I even talked about it on my other show today. And Omaha Steaks have put together a delicious selection of various gift packages, and it makes shopping for the ones that you love super easy. Just go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of the 50%. I didn't stutter. They have a whole 50% off the entire site-wide deal. And then when you use promo code Bubba at checkout, you're going to get an additional $40 off. I went crazy this weekend. I did three different people. I bought Christmas gifts for three different people on my Christmas list that I know are big, big foodies. And Omaha Steaks are good. I mean, you may think that butcher place that you go to or whatever is good. Omaha Steaks, they do steaks about as good as you can. I'll tell you that right now. And especially if you're sending it as a gift, don't wait. Order today. Beat the shipping rush and go to omahasteaks.com and use my promo code Bubba at checkout. Now, again, don't forget, it's 50% statewide. Yeah, it's 50% off site-wide. And then upon checkout, you're going to see this little thing that says promo code. Hit it and type in B-U-B-B-A. Visit omahasteaks.com. Take advantage of 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code Bubba at checkout and get an extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required. I got to tell you, it's probably the easiest way for some of those hardest people to buy four.
I bought one for my dad. Ashley bought one for me, and I bought one for my dad. It's a perfect gift for him.
Did you use the promo code Bubba?
Sure did.
You better.
Saved a little bit of money.
A little bit. It's $40 now.
Exactly.
And best of all, like Blitz says, a lot of these steak places will ding you for the shipping. Not Omaha. They're throwing in free shipping, too. So, omahasteaks.com, 50% off. There may be a minimum order requirement, and then $40 additional when you use promo code Bubba. This is our second show of the day, and it looks like you're just finally coming into it a little bit.
Yes, I feel so much better. My brain was a little bit delayed the first couple hours of the show.
I think you were a little freaked out when we were having our staff meeting. We started without you. I think you were a little taken back by that.
Yeah. I just come in here thinking like people are going to trickle in, and you guys were already in the mix of it. And then I felt bad, and then I didn't eat, and then I was just staring at my food, and I said, don't eat. Remember how
you
yelled?
You could have smashed it all right there.
Well, remember when Colton came in with food that one time?
Yeah.
And he ripped his new asshole.
Yeah, but there's Colton, and then there's you.
I know, but I didn't want to be an asshole and be eaten, and everyone else
was
like,
so do you need
like,
to eat right
notes.
Now?
No, I'm good. I just, when I had the food in front of me, I was just like, God,
well, where's the food at right now?
I put it back in the fridge.
Why don't you eat it?
But I'm not hungry anymore.
It's a podcast.
I'm just looking at it.
How in the fuck can you not be hungry? When's the last time you had a morsel in your mouth and I ain't talking about Blitz's dick?
I actually had a sandwich pretty late last time. I was fucking hammered. And it was delicious, and it was old. It was an old sandwich.
At what time?
9:30 at night.
So you've gone 12 hours.
That's 13. It. Great. Now she's not going to eat for another 6 more hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was doing
23, 24-hour fast all for the last several days.
Why?
Well, I was just
Hold on. Stop. I know why.
Sorry.
I know why.
Why?
Because you wanted to look good as fuck in that wedding
dress.
Yeah,
and I still popped it open. Like a fat guy in a little coat.
I will tell you, though, man, the picture, you only sent me a picture of you and Blitz and a picture of you.
Oh, my God.
Both were so great.
Pretty. Show you more, but I don't want to be like, you know,
don't send me any more. The two I got are great, but maybe post a couple of them in our various pieces
I posted one on our Insta.
You did?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's beautiful. We look good. We look very good.
You think you two ever get married?
I don't know. We kind of talked about it a little bit last night.
Hold on, you did?
Well, like I think I was just drunk and I was just rambling. But
hold on. I think we talked about it last night. Oh, you did? No, I think I was drunk and rambling.
Yeah, I think maybe I was doing the talking.
Maybe I should throw it over to Blitz.
Yeah, the
Blitz.
Sober one there.
Uh-oh,
Blitz.
What happened? Oh, no, don't embarrass me.
Blitz, did you guys talk about marriage last night a little bit?
I wouldn't say we talked about marriage.
Would you say that she rambled about it and you listened?
I would say I was sitting there driving home and she's this was my wedding.
Blitz, do you ever talk to yourself when she's over there fucking rambling? You ever go, just calm down, buddy. Just calm down.
Buddy.
Well, she's as we were driving, I'm like, that pole looks good to run into.
Right side Willie. Like,
I could just yank the wheel right now and end all this.
And just T-bone, just that one side. He's a very good driver.
I was low-key crying before we went to sleep. Like, it's over.
Hold on,
I kept saying my wedding was over. Wedding.
She was. Hold on, she wasn't sobbing. Like it was. Yeah. It was like jokingly crying,
silly.
But it was.
I know, but
funny.
Like you really like.
I told him I had postpartum. But he's like, you had a baby?
You were really into this thing, were you not? Like most of us guys, we look at going to a wedding as like a fucking death sentence.
But I didn't go to the wedding, Bubba. I was in the wedding.
That's even
worse for us.
For a girl, I mean, it's way different for a girl than a guy. I mean.
And it was my first one. No one's ever asked me to be a bridesmaid before because I have no friends.
And it was the perfect one to be a bridesmaid because you didn't have to do much.
Yes, right. I was fourth string bridesmaid.
And it wasn't really like it wasn't real in a church, religious.
Oh fuck no! Any of that I was secretarian.
It was perfect.
It was good.
It was secretariat.
Yep.
Now any blowback about you working for the monster? I mean, any?
No. And actually, those were the first people I saw when I turned around after the wedding, the ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Whipped around, and there was the bone fam. And I said, you got this, sister. And I said, hey, guys. And they said, hey, girl. And we talked for about...
You should have said, nobody censor my tweets where I'm at now, bitches.
Yeah, fuck off. And then whip out my big Bubba Army flag. No, I didn't do that. Yeah, I was just, you know, I was just like, hey, how's it going? How you guys doing? Oh, I've been here all day. Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
Do you think that there's a chance, and I'm not trying to make this about me. I'm just trying to make it about, I'm trying to make it about the misconception of this place. Because it's, as you know, and we've talked about it a lot. Hmm. But, you know, they have, the people over there have a very, very, very misconception as to how this place over here works. This is very much a bad place. I'm very much a bad guy. We are on the brink of losing everything. The Diacos fund it all. It's you know, blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
Do you think that finally, with the longevity of how long we've been doing it, with them saying how, you know, with just hell Blitz, we've been doing it, as they would call it, playing video games since 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So we got 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. We're going on our sixth year of doing it. Do you think that maybe the scuttlebutt within the building has changed somewhat?
Since we first started? There's no question. It has to have.
Well, I mean, since we first started and...
to see that, you know, two, three
of
their people have come over here and done, you know, are still here. Well, I mean, Seth would still be here if he wanted to. Well, maybe. I don't know. Whatever.
If you were in their same position and they moved to Twitch at that same time, you would have said the same thing about us that they did about us, because let's be honest, they wouldn't have been able to make it. However, you have. So now they're like, oh, well, maybe it's not just a video game platform.
Right. But they also see things like, I mean, they have to see our YouTube and how it's exploding.
Mm-hmm.
They have to see that we just hit our 125,000th follower on Facebook. They have to see, you know, they have to see our growth, our digital growth. They have to be able to hear the show. You know, the show sounds good as well. The show sounds better than anything that comes through their speakers. And so, like, I wonder if, you know, the hate, I mean, Anna, is the hate still there, or like, is it just,
I don't know. But as far as yesterday goes, nobody mentioned anything. We were just there to, you know, to celebrate Johnny and Leah.
Right. Yeah. Right.
There was no talk of business.
Everything was very cordial.
Yes.
I even said hello to a few of them, and it was literally a hello.
Oh, well, they're afraid of you. They know you're strapped.
And introduced himself as Blitz.
Yeah. She's like, this is Chris. I said, hi, I'm Blitz. And one of them said, oh, I haven't seen you in a while.
You're like, yeah, I don't get out much. Bubba has me tied up.
Yeah.
Doing zillion-dollar deals.
I mean, you know, it's not our event. It wasn't their event. You know, I'm not going to cause a scene. No, they weren't going to cause a scene.
Yeah.
And realistically, those people, like, I have zero issue with those people.
I don't have any issues with anybody, but one, I mean, I don't give a fuck. Well, two, Mike Oliveira, because he's a fucking sellout.
Yeah.
I mean, I said hi to him. Yeah, but I have zero issues. I know you guys do, like, I totally get it. But, like, it's not our event. It wasn't their event. I'm not going to cause problems.
Hey, and if I had a problem, like, you know, if I was maybe the old Bubba, I would have been mad that you'd went. You know that. You
know, I know.
I mean, but the new Bubba, I didn't say one word.
No, you were super cool.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't give a fuck.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't care. I feel I've won this war.
Absolutely.
I won the battle. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys may still be on 102.5 The Bone in Tampa, Florida.
Right.
And if that makes your dick hard and that's your validation of success, then great.
Mm-hmm.
But I've reverse engineered this, and I don't need regular radio. I don't. Boy, I got a very good friend. I can't say who he is because he's still on the air.
Huh.
But you know him and I know him. I'll text you who I'm talking about. But he calls me up a few nights ago. He's like, I'm fucking out of here. Can you show me how you're doing it? And I'm like, it's really not that simple. It's not that simple. Here, I'm going to text everybody so everybody has a better idea. Just don't throw this guy underneath the bus. Blitz, Lummy, Anna, and Rhett. Here we go. All right. This is who called me. I think it might have been last. So hopefully everybody got it. Which is always the last one to get it.
I was the first one last time.
I know.
Yeah, it was.
Anybody got it yet?
I got it.
Okay.
Not me.
Anna?
No.
What?
Yeah.
Rhett?
Yep.
Rhett?
Yes.
He got it?
He did.
All right. Then didn't show Blitz.
But no, I already got it.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah, Anna, you didn't get it, Anna? And you're mm-hmm. iPhone to iPhone with me.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get it in probably like 30 seconds.
So anyway, he calls me up. It's like, I'm fucking over this shit. And can you show me how?
You guys talked on the phone?
Yeah.
I thought you and Howard just emailed.
Stop. It wasn't Howard.
Yeah.
But it was somebody that I respect very much.
Sure.
And he was like, I am fucking over this shit.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
And he goes, I know you're doing well. And I go, well, motherfucker, if you remember 3 years ago, me and Blitz were at a Christmas party with you, trying to tell you some shit. Remember that, Blitz?
I do. I remember telling you shut the fuck up.
I know. But, you know, like, for a broadcaster, even a good one, even a really good broadcaster, to try to emulate our template, Twitch, you know, podcasting, after, you know, uncensored after shows on Facebook and YouTube, and then, you know, shorts on just our, you know, the merchandise, the endorsements, the Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, just it would be almost, I don't know that Blitz, a person, it would literally take 5 years in order to build all that up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that you could build it up at the rate that we built it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think we're such an anomaly.
Oh, yeah, I just got it.
And you know, Anna, that's a very respectable, very talented
mm-hmm.
radio person.
Oh, most certainly.
And certainly on the level of my talent, but just, I don't know if you can get into the game right now and make a living at it. I mean, right? I mean, It'd be hard.
It'd be hard to start
mm-hmm.
from ground zero.
Oh. Think about Blitz. Think about, you were here, Blitz, just what, December of 17?
Yep. Okay. Very beginning of December.
Yeah. And so you were only 60 days removed from this, because we started in October of, well, we actually signed up for Twitch like in July, but it was just a beta test and all kinds of bullshit. We actually did, I think our first show on Twitch was October 11th.
Okay.
2017. And right around that, 11th, 12th, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And to think where we've become, where we've, you know, gone since. And then, you know, we just started podcasting, what, maybe a year and a half ago? Which, by the way, Lummy, we're going to have to do some exclusive. I'm ready for another Lummy Q&A.
Okay.
Soon.
All right. Perfect.
Because we're going to have, you know, some time off in December, and that'll affect our podcasting numbers, and I want to. I don't want our podcasting numbers affected. So, Anna, any chance you think you could pull one more flap out for the year?
I think we might be able to do that.
Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah, yeah.
One flap.
One flap before I go.
Lummy, you and I do one, maybe one or two Q&As.
Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem.
I got to get a hold of Brent and to Brian and see. A couple, I'm right, you're wrong, we're all screwed. With Blitz, and you know it.
Are you going to do some of those?
Yeah, well, I'm going to do all of them.
Oh, okay, because you told them not until the beginning of the year.
Oh, well, I was obviously high that time.
Yeah, you might want to get with Babyface. He takes a lot of cruises during this time.
Yeah, because Babyface said he was going to be gone for quite a while, and he said,
I'll just do Bub and Brent.
Okay.
Like, I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
You know,
I don't care. I just know you told them both that there'll be none until the end of the year, or to the beginning of New Year.
Right.
Be here tomorrow, Brent.
I just farted. But Blitz, in the perfect world, I want you to show me how to turn things on.
In the perfect world, I'll show you how to do it.
Well, okay. I'm just saying, like, let's say me and Brent wanted to, you know, one of these days just do a fucking Bubba and Brent show and on YouTube and Facebook. You know, how do I do that?
Okay.
I think you can show. I'm stupid and are, but I think I can figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can smell your fart.
You cannot.
Yes, I can.
How does it smell?
It smells like a fart.
And you know what, Lummy? Oh. I didn't take a shit this morning.
It's a rounder.
Ew.
Yeah. Did you see the shit that, did you see the amount of shit that Dion's taken
for
leaving? I mean, first of all, he's there for 2.5, almost 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, white, black, or indifferent, if you go to a school and they, I think maybe what did they win? Like one or two games a year before?
Yeah, pretty much.
And you tell them, hey, listen, we're going to win the conference and we're going to win the conference. And mm-hmm. I'm going to send some people to the NFL and I'm going to graduate all my boys. And you do that in 3 years and you're making $500,000 and somebody offers you a job for $5 million that could potentially, with incentive and bonuses, be $6 million. But you're guaranteed five. and you're going to a city of like Boulder, Colorado, which is, I don't care if you're white, black, or green, is an absolute fucking utopia of a beautiful city. Beautiful city. Compared to Jackson, Mississippi,
yeah, no kidding.
Where there's been two or three times where Dion actually had to beg for water because the Jackson, Mississippi flood water retention system had a water boil all water advisory out, so the team couldn't even practice because you can't have a football practice, Lummy, if you don't have ice.
No.
I mean, ice is almost a staple.
That was like August, I think, wasn't it?
I remember Dion going, I just want everybody to know we need some ice. And, I mean, Blitz, if you were making $500,000 in Jackson, Mississippi, let's just say you're a fucking electrician. I don't give a fuck what you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a chance to go live in Boulder, Colorado for $5 million. Is there any human being that wouldn't take that job?
I would hope everybody would take that job.
I would think that if you didn't take that job, they would literally try to fucking put you in a funny farm and check your shit out.
Yeah.
And so there's people.
I don't think anyone blames him for taking that job. I think the issue is of him saying like, "Hey, I'm here to stay. Like, I'm going to play my contract out here," and then he didn't.
Yeah, I mean, I think all coaches say that.
No coaches really finish their contracts out.
I mean, you're either fired or you quit. That's it.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're either fired or you quit. And you quit to go get a better job, or you quit because you've taken whatever shitty program that you're with
and
to the highest pinnacle.
Hold on, I don't blame him. I would do the same thing. I just think, because he was asked, well, it's like a year ago, whatever. He's like, I'm not quitting, I'm here to stay, I'm gonna be here to the end. I'm swack. If someone ain't swack, it ain't me, or whatever he said. And
swack is whack.
Yeah, and then he literally like a few months later is like, I'm out. See ya.
Yeah, I would be too. I've been watching his Instagram, and god damn beautiful. Boulder is beautiful.
Told you.
It's stunning.
Fuck.
You have to go out there, man.
I'm gonna. Yeah. I'm going to.
It's farther west than Warsaw, though.
Okay, let me ask a couple questions, okay? I need you guys to help me. Are there direct flights from Tampa to Denver?
Absolutely.
Okay, check. That's all I need.
Yep.
And how long is that flight? 3 hours?
It's like four.
You can do it.
It's not that bad.
Just pill up. More than usual.
Mm. Okay.
You don't have to wear a mask anymore, at least for now.
It's worth it.
Guess who wants to go with me?
Me.
Merch Crick?
Well, the Merch Crick cannot go.
She can't go?
Well, I mean,
why, Daddy? Why?
Just because we're doing boys shit. Okay, you stay home. Stay home and clean.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yes, Daddy.
I don't like clutter. So, Ty J wants to go.
Oh, okay.
He texted me and said, "In."
Oh,
that's what he said.
Yeah, I believe you.
I mean, I can show it to you.
No, I believe you.
In.
Get that away from me.
In.
Yeah, no.
Oh, what? I'm going to fucking Boulder with you. That's all there is to it. Don't be a stupid, dirty N and not let me go.
Wow.
Jeez.
That's aggressive.
Oh, it's very aggressive. And what do you come back with? You know what I came back with?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Honest to God, even though he's big and he could beat my ass, he's a cool dude.
Of course.
I absolutely love that dude. He's just fucking chill.
Yeah. I mean, the only person I've really ever heard talk bad about him and often is Lummy. Lummy talks shit about Ty J all the time.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
About how he's just weak and the names Lummy calls this guy
Small
is ridiculous.
Hands.
Yep.
Small
I have my
Jones.
Three cards yep. back there waiting for an autograph from Barb.
Yep.
He knows better.
Yeah, exactly.
That motherfucker better be a Barb. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
He hasn't made one yet, has he?
He came to a Tate's last year.
He came to a Tate's.
Yep.
I think the meeting that we had today about BARP was great.
It was.
Yeah.
I think all of that is very doable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it'll make BARP just off the chain, but it'll make it.
Oh no.
It'll make it better. I mean, I think people will be like, "Holy shit, that was a good fucking party."
Yeah.
We have to, Lummy, do you have your little trapper keeper? Do you have the list of awards that we've come up with? Yeah, oh, hold on. Did you hear that? Oh, that felt that felt uncomfortable, did it not? That felt like, oh, I'm in trouble.
Well, no, I mean, I've been going my trapper
Blitz, I can't stop looking at that girl that you said was Tom Brady.
Oh, Jesus, really?
So, I cannot stop looking.
The Slovakian chick.
I know. During 199, you just kept scrolling and scrolling and scrolling.
Wow. She's stunning.
She might not be a Tom Brady fan after this past weekend, though.
My God. Look at this. I mean.
Does daddy like? Even blonde.
Now, Blitz, are the rumors still like they're I mean, they're a couple.
I mean, I don't know if the rumors were ever they were a couple. It was always, hey, this is the chick that Tom's getting with, supposedly. But there was, like, literally zero proof of it.
Well, here's the deal. She made a post saying how great he was and how she'll always be a fan. And so everyone was saying, oh, like, maybe they should get together.
Yeah.
But there's no photos of them together.
Right. There was, like, rumors that they were together. And that's literally, like, the most of anything. Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no solid proof.
No. Mm-hmm. But it's literally, the like as of, like, Thursday, Friday last week, it was the rumor everywhere.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, probably bullshit.
I think... Oh.
What? Is something wrong?
No. I think it's this right here. She posted this.
That was after the rumors started.
I saw the legend... and if somebody asks me again if I love Brady, yes, I love him. And and show me somebody who doesn't. Even his haters love him because they know he's the GOAT.
And just to be clear, this is her Instagram post because no one can see it. So right.
Thank you for an amazing show. GOAT forever, 12. Heart. Yeah, like... Anna, that would be a tweet as if that was kind of the guy you were seeing.
Yeah.
Well, it says, like, I love you, or like she says that somewhere. In
right.
It was very, like, tongue-in-cheek kind of, but who knows.
Tell me you're applying for that new wifey role without telling me you're applying for that new wifey role.
You're just reading comments now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because no one can see this. It's a podcast.
Right.
So...
Took the comment right out of my mouth. I'm just giving Lummy some time. He's over there scrambling like a motherfucker.
Yeah. I know.
Lummy, how?
Visually, Lummy scrambling is pretty funny, actually.
Lummy, what are you doing?
My trapper keeper has been thrown a couple of times, and the metal thing broke on it, so some of the papers got loose, and I haven't had time to go through it. I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Unnamed source.
Oh, and then this one.
Unnamed?
Hold on. Then this one.
Does it rhyme with Uba?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. So then this Hold on, this fat bitch, right? I'm showing this fat bitch on Instagram right now. So
I know, but no one can see it's podcast.
I know, but I'm telling everybody. There's this fat bitch on Instagram. Her name's Heather.
We're not giving out any names.
Heather McGillicuddy. Okay, let's call it that.
Perfect, perfect.
Heather McGillicuddy.
Yeah.
And so she comes back out and says, "Okay, hope." Something about, I don't appreciate you throwing it out there. It seems like you're throwing it out there. Shut the...
Who cares what trolls are saying, man?
I think it's so tasteless on your part. It's not like this post is coming off as a sports fan. It appears to me that you're throwing yourself at a newly famous single man. At a newly single famous man. Oh. Hope I'm incorrect. And this bitch is a hog...
Of course, that says
most trolls are
because she thinks she can get with Tom Brady.
Oh, then what? That Tom Brady wouldn't let this hog take out his fucking garbage.
I understand that, but
now this bitch, on the other hand, oh man, Lummy, how do you not have? I told you, buddy. I told you, Lummy,
buddy.
Yeah.
Make sure you have this ready to go at all times, buddy.
We have
these awards that we came up with. We have these awards that we came up with for Barb.
I had it ready for almost a whole year.
Meanwhile, Bubba's going through this chick's reels, just watching the videos and shit. Well,
I'm waiting for Lummy to... I'm waiting here.
Watching her in a car.
Blitz, treading
do
water.
Do we know, are her boobs real? Did we make that determination?
I don't know.
I think Dan said they were not.
To say.
Lummy, can I... Lummy.
Yes.
Buddy. You know.
Look, she loves football. Or what is that actually?
It's a football.
Oh.
Lummy. How?
Well, when people mess with my trapper keeper, it kind of made things a little bit difficult.
Who are people?
Yeah. Well, who messed with your trapper keeper?
I mean, just the world.
The world. We're blaming the world?
Yes.
No, because he knows better than to blame somebody else.
Okay. Did I do it?
Tell him.
No, I did it, Bubba. I messed up.
Lummy, do you think
keeper.
I've never fucking ever touched that
trapper. Lummy, he's never touched the trapper keeper.
He has never touched it.
Are you saying that
are you saying Bubba fucked your shit up?
It was on camera when you threw it.
Twice.
Twice. Yeah,
oh,
it was on camera.
Bullshit.
Okay, it was not. Rhett, delete the video. It never happened.
Right, yep. God, look at those titties.
You looking at pictures of Lummy?
Lummy, how do you not have... We have these awards that we came up with for BARP.
Yeah.
And we're gonna have to have, you know, these awards ready to go for when the Monday show after BARP. We're gonna say, hey, who won the Romina Diaco Award? And I'm gonna be like, Lummy, what's the Romina Diaco Award? And you're gonna be right now
most over person at the party.
That's just because you memorized that one.
Okay, yeah, I know. I had it sitting by me for a while.
Do you have any idea where it's at? Did you ever? I mean, Lummy, you had to know that I was going to ask you as we get close to bar. Whoa, shit.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Lummy, you had to know that as we get closer.
I didn't think a month out.
You didn't think a month out. One would thought I would have asked for it by now.
I haven't had really time to go to my trapper keeper to fix it.
Actually, by a month out, this seems like this is actually fairly late for me asking. Like, I would have asked, you know, 2 months ago. Lummy, what are all the awards that we do for BARP? I know there's a handful of them. Which ones do we do, buddy?
The Romina Diaco Award. Okay. The Scout and Big Gulp Award.
Okay, not just off of memory, buddy.
I'm going through every award or every piece of paper I have. So I'm scrambling to find it. Now I'm gonna go single piece by piece. It may take a while.
You're lucky I'm distracted right now. You're lucky I'm distracted right now. I do gotta poop though. I'm holding a poop. I got to actually get rid of this girl's Instagram because it's just...
It's been distracting you since Friday.
By the way, Al Sharpton, the great Al Sharpton.
The great?
The great Al Sharpton.
All right.
The what?
The fucking greatest of all time.
I think you're saying that word wrong.
Al Sharpton. This is what he's got to say about Deion.
Really quickly, Deion Sanders, why are people mad? You know, leaving Jackson State, why... Now, he's done a lot.
By the way, he's left Jackson State better than he got it, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's been there for 3 years. Why do you think the black community is mad?
I think that a lot of us sense
of pride. What was her actual question?
Why are people actually mad?
That's what she said?
Yeah.
Why do you think the black community is mad?
The black community. Why do you think the black community is mad?
Okay.
Why do you think the black community is mad?
I think that a lot of us had such pride in him being at HBCU that we forget people make personal decisions, and they have the right to do that. But I think he did what he said he was going to do at the HBCU. He's moved on. And I think that our job is to make sure that Jackson State and others continue at the same level.
Yeah. I mean.
Well, that's Al's job now.
Well, but here's, him. Here's the deal. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. If you go to Jackson State and you suck, you get fired. If you go to Jackson State and you kick ass and you bring more money and awareness to HBCU, and then you get offered a job that is just, you know, I mean, life-changing, if you will. And then the things that being as, if he was as good at Colorado as he was at Jackson State, where that will lead to. This is the African American community being selfish. Let an African American man better himself. It goes completely against
everything the African-American community usually is bitching about. Usually it's about, man, you're keeping a black man down. No, no. How about a black man is so fucking good
that he makes white players good?
No, no, that he's... Oh. How about an African-American player is so fucking good that he comes in 3 years and turns the program into the champions and has every white, black, green, Asian, Latino player trying to play for him, and a Power Five program comes in and says, "You're making $500,000 now. We'll pay you $5 million." It's completely hypocritical in what usually the African American community is bitching about. This is an instance where the African American community should be saying, "Hell to the fucking yeah! We got a guy, an African American man, that came in, changed a program around, and is the most sought after coach. Not white, black, or green. Coach. He's the most sought after man in college athletics. Fuck yeah!" That's what a brother can do when he's given an opportunity.
Yeah,
that's what the fuck they should be saying.
Some people see it as him abandoning the black community.
Fuck.
I'm not saying that's what's happening. I'm just saying that's what the people say.
It's like when you're African American and you think like that, it's like you conveniently are just looking for something to bitch about.
I mean, it's the same sort of criticism I hear sometimes when, like, a black man marries a white woman.
What?
What? I said it's the same sort of criticism that you're, like, abandoning the black community.
Fuck that. Mm-hmm. There is no more community. Okay. It's about yourself. Bettering your family.
I'm just saying what people say. I don't feel that way.
You even got on a treading water for me right now, Lemmy. You're fucked, buddy.
Yep.
Like, I got real heat with you.
Okay.
Well, no, don't downplay my fucking heat. Like, okay. Don't give me one of those okie dokie motherfuckers.
I can't fight at this point. I know that there's multiple places to check it, but right now I'm just looking through my Trapper Keeper.
What do you think?
No shit happened? You're looking through your Trapper Keeper. You've been looking through your Trapper Keeper for 15 fucking minutes.
Because they're all pages that are not clipped in anymore. I was going to go through it.
When did I throw it on camera? Somebody tell me, under what circumstance did that happen?
Anyone else can talk, I guess.
No, fucking Blitz, the know-it-all, and Anna.
I didn't know. I remember it happening. I don't remember why.
You said because you were kind of making a joke, and you just threw it, and then it went everywhere.
I don't remember.
I do remember. I remember it happening. I don't remember why.
Brett,
though.
Did that happen?
I don't remember when.
It wasn't recently.
No, I didn't say that. I said that a lot of this stuff came out, and then my clips kind of fell apart.
Well,
all the papers came out.
Lummy, do you think you can have that shit ready by tomorrow's show?
Yeah, I'll try.
You'll try?
Yeah, I will try.
I'm trying to get it done here in the next 5 fucking minutes, and then I'm like, you know what? I'll be a good guy and get it clear. You got a clear till tomorrow's show.
Okay,
and
I will.
Okay.
All right, yes, sir.
Yeller. I mean, it's in that pile somewhere, right?
Yeah, I was messing with it the other day when I had a little bit of time, and I know there's some sheets on my desk and there's some sheets in my backpack, but if I could just keep looking through everything.
But like by tomorrow, no problem, right?
No, he said maybe.
I know you said you'll try, but like
yeah, I'm gonna try. I mean, what do you mean?
I was looking for. Well, fuck hell yeah, I'll have it by tomorrow. I mean,
I would, yeah.
And then if I don't have it by tomorrow because for
but
some reason I can't.
How in the fuck would you not have it by tomorrow? You know what you could do? Let me tell you. I could go listen to the show that it was on.
Yeah, I know, but that takes time to now know the exact date that you did it, and I got to go find the audio, then re-listen to the audio when I'm already listening to a shit ton of fucking audio. I mean, that's why I said, yeah, I'm going to try to have it by tomorrow. Hopefully I find the piece of paper in that time. I mean, if I say, yeah, I'll have it by tomorrow, and then you come to me and I'm like, well, but I couldn't do it. You're like, well, you fucking guaranteed it, you dumbass. So I'm trying to find it real quick.
You're getting awful disrespectful to me.
I'm being disrespectful. I said that you've told me 1,000 times, Warren, if you can, or Lummy, if you can't do it, then just be honest and say you'll try, and don't tell me what you want to hear. Well, I'm telling you what you know. I'm just saying, like, yes, I will try my best to have it tomorrow.
I just don't understand how you don't have it.
I don't either. I really don't. I have a lot of other things right now from that time. From Brandon's
virginity. Can you do me a favor? Could you bring me your Trapper Keeper right now, the whole thing, everything, and let me look at it? Okay. Just bring the whole thing, the whole thing. I'd like to look at it.
The whole body of work?
Everything. Everything
the
that you
enchilada?
Got. The whole thing. I'd like to look at it. No, I won't throw it. I promise you that. Okay, thank you, buddy. All right. I'm looking at this. Now, hold on. Let me ask you a question. Here, get to the microphone here. Am I going to, if I go through these, am I going to disrupt anything?
It doesn't look like
there's really anything.
I think it's already been disrupted.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to put the things back where I had them before. So I've scrambled on a lot of things trying to find them before.
Can you even read what he wrote, Bubs?
No, I cannot. Okay, hold on. I'm trying to be super careful with this.
I wish people could see you
I really, people. I wish people could see this. I mean,
yeah, it's just a binder of like loose papers.
It looks like I want my baseball, like his type of notes. That guy's notes. Okay.
You're like a school teacher trying to grade papers.
Lummy, you got some cubes. Back from 2020.
Yeah. There's a bunch of different stuff in there.
Yeah.
I think I know where that one is at home. I think it's in my other trapper that I was trying to backspace some stuff.
What?
He doesn't
from like 2020 and 2021.
Lummy, there's no absolute fucking rhyme to reason.
Well, there used to be, which is why I was able to find things so quickly.
Oh, no. No, there's...
Yeah, you had your Hall... I always had the Hall of Famers. I had the belt people right after the blue one. You had your Hall of Famers at a certain section, and then you had your a lot of show notes, like stuff during meetings.
Like, Lummy, you know that, like, this Roman, we haven't been doing Roman for a long
time. I write on the back of it.
Oh.
So I don't have to waste paper.
Now, Lummy, what if, how bad is it going to be if I actually find this?
Oh, I would be really happy with you.
No, it would, but wouldn't it make you look like a fucking buffoon?
Yes, I guess. That's what I'm trying to. I'm looking quickly, so I'm not.
So, do you hold on? You have stuff over there you're looking at too? Because I thought I asked for all of it.
Well, this was in my backpack. Like I said, a lot of papers went into my backpack now. These are a lot of ones from 2021.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
How many sheets of paper do you think you have right there, Lummy?
Hold on. Me or him?
No, Lummy.
Oh.
Because there's like another like 100 sheets.
Probably 100.
Okay. We got the Bubba Army Hall of Fame list. We have the Bubba Army co-host championship belt Jesus era. And then we have the Bubba Army co-host championship belt some other era. And then we have, something about construction Jesus. And then we have, Fipple.
Yeah.
What are some of the shit that we get into?
That's the thing is,
I'm insane.
I have the Bible.
Bubba is dumb.
That's what you told me. No, that's the clip.
That's just things. Lummy just writes.
Oh, yeah, the Bible, too, that you started working on?
That's up there with you.
The Bible?
Yeah, Bubba's Bible. That was took, like, members, like, 2 hours.
Lummy's been writing the Bible?
Yes.
Oh, no. Lummy.
Oh, Lummy.
Why are you just writing the Bible,
Clemuisms. The Book of Clem. Bubba is in... Bubba in spirit is God. Bubba in human is Jesus. Okay. Something with the Tampa Tarpon game. You know you can get rid of that, Lummy.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's a page. There might be stuff
Sex, on there. Seth 63. I don't know what this is. Seth 63, Anna 38, Dan 65, Blitz 40, Bubba 57, Cave 42, Lummy 70.
I think that's how much weight you were going to lose.
Anna's not going to lose 38 pounds.
For you.
Oh.
From your 330 time.
Oh, okay. So sorry. Let's get rid of that one.
I said you were going to lose 70.
Oh, yeah. Bubba just burnt that one.
Mm-hmm. Who are the cornhole champions?
Jay and Dan, right?
No, me.
You and...
Me and Jay.
Yeah.
How did you not know that?
I don't have my...
You
trapper.
And Dan weren't team?
I thought you and Dan were.
No. Oh, yeah, me and Dan were champions, weren't we? All right, what did Red
he
say?
Said, Red said he thought it was Jay and Cave.
No, we beat Jay
no,
and Cave.
Got this.
No. That's the teams is what he's saying.
Oh, yeah. Bubba's proposal to Anna off the morning show.
Oh, Jesus.
Off. Was she in trouble?
Mm-hmm. I think
that was trying to air of you were going to kick her off the show.
I was.
And you told me to write this down.
Was she here?
Yes.
So was Seth.
It was very uncomfortable.
Hold on. I said these words while Anna was here?
Yeah, you said write it down.
Out of my face.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
I should give her a big fucking hug right now.
Come on,
hold on here. Bubba's proposal to Anna. Off the morning show, off the rails, 10 to noon to midnight, Monday, Wednesday, 10 to noon, Monday, Wednesday. Please know that I'm reading Lemmy's writing.
Sure.
And I'm fucking illiterate to begin with.
Right.
Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 12 to 2. Welcome to be on the after show, 10 to 12. Full time with Kevin, 3 hours, and if she wants to do an additional show, if Kevin wants to. Man, what the fuck? Why was I that stiff to her? What did she do to make me that mad? Or was Seth in my ear?
I don't know the date exactly.
I mean, I was on the kiddie table writing that down, so that was around that time.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. We could just do a show about Lummy's fucking notes. Anna, so I was on the air and I'd be like, Anna, let me tell you something. Yeah, I don't know if things are working out. Oh, Anna, you know, rather than me imitate my, why don't you were here, weren't you?
I was.
Can you, now that we know the parameters of which I potentially, mm-hmm. Can you imitate me?
Yeah, I think it was something along the lines of like, I don't know if it's working out on Late Show. Maybe you want to have your own show, like maybe once a week, like once every other week or something. And then that could be your job. And then I was like, okay. So, yeah, I don't know.
Really?
I think Seth just wanted to be you and him or something.
Really?
Yeah, I think
I'm not interested. I can't afford L.A. I can't afford L.A.
Yeah.
Most
right.
People can't afford L.A.
Book of Climology. Okay, you guys should
more
see.
More recent.
You should see this. Oh, my Lord.
There were lots of rules.
When you're a woman.
Gotta give oral.
Okay. You do it your way, bitch. Book of Climology. If you and your enemy are fighting, the loser doesn't have to eat his kids. Not cool. If a man lays with a woman during her period, then he needs to take a shower. When asking a man to marry his daughter, know... I can't... P-O-R-S-H-I-N. No portion.
No portion.
It's P-O-R-S-H-I-N.
I don't know.
Say what you want when you want it.
No, that's to the woman. So if you want to have sex, she has to have sex with you.
Oh. An adult woman that wants... to be a prostitute that remembers when she was loose and thought of a farm animal. If two men are fighting and one of them and of the wives comes in and grabs the man's balls, then it's cool. He's the only one cracking up on this shit. I can't read half of it.
Well, so far, those rules seem pretty cool.
Yeah.
I lost $10. Report it if you'd found it. Lummy, did you lose $10?
Yes.
And you were going to post this where? Around the building?
I was going to post it on the door, but Blitz found it. Thank you, Blitz.
Lummy, I think we have a borderline third grader meets an autistic R here.
Yes. It's very interesting, especially with a lot of these other notes.
So I'll tell you what, I'm going to give this back to you.
Okay.
In a better condition than I found it.
Thank you, Bubba.
And if you could try to find me my list.
It's my first priority today.
You want to come back and get it? I can hand it to you very nicely.
Yeah.
Try to hand it to you very nicely. Very
organized.
This is Lummy's Trapper Keeper. Whoa. Anna, I said those things to you? Boy, things have really changed.
Yeah. It's okay.
Well, yeah, of course they're okay, especially where you stand now.
Right.
Like it's really okay.
Right.
Blitz, don't forget I need those biz onuses. Niz.
I already got them.
Appreciate it. I think we're pretty good for today, don't you guys think?
Yeah.
Blitz, you want to add anything?
No. I sent you my hat.
Check.
So we're good there.
I'll have that order a bit on Thursday.
Lummy, do you know what kind of hat you want yet?
Yes, I have it.
Oh yeah. Did you email it to me?
No, because I was going to do that after the show. I didn't want to email you.
But now you got another priority.
That's a number 7 priority for Lummy.
I will have it to you by...
Dan's got me his hat. Because
Lummy actually just lied to you.
No, I have mine.
Dan got me...
I'm sticking up for you,
Lummy. Dan got me his hat. Blitz has got me his hat. Anna, I need your hat.
Yeah, I changed mine.
But you got a day or two.
I think I know what I'm going to do. Okay. I ran it by Blitz because it's a little similar.
It's what?
It's a little similar.
Okay.
So I didn't want to... You know, submit the exact same thing.
We can't have all black camo.
I know.
Damn it.
I mean.
Then no, I don't have a hat.
I'm going to have to. Like, Anna, you can't have a black camo hat. You can't.
It's a little, it's different. You'll see. It's not the same blank.
Just remember, I have the right to overrule.
Right. I feel like you're going to think it's too similar. That's okay. I'll come up with something else.
Well, why don't you show me, and I can...
You want me to?
Well, if you could show me...
I have it.
Yeah, if you could show me, then I could be like, okay.
Yeah,
I mean, tight. You know, or I could say, you know, you need a new hat before I have to strike it down. Like,
okay.
I mean, I'd rather privately strike it down, well, although it's not private, but I'd rather strike it down now and give you another shot at it than just...
It would be with...
okay, let me see here. I pulled it up.
Army green.
I sent you mine, Bubba.
Army green station.
So let me lie to you real quick, because he said that this will be the number one priority.
Hold on.
Number one priority actually is best of for Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you probably have like another, what, one or two more best ofs to build?
Yes.
Or
20?
Anna.
Yeah.
Out of these colors here, which one is it?
It would be the black multicam.
This one right here?
Yeah. with army green stitching.
It's a different...
But it's mesh.
It's a different pattern. It's mesh.
You could say no, obviously. I mean, I'll figure something else out.
I emoji mine, so it's done at least. That's
crossed
off.
Are you mad at me?
No, it's just like Blitz's, though.
I know.
I know there's different...
And then Dan's is going to have the white camo.
See, that works. That works.
Right. Well, not that hat. He won't have that. It's not that hat, but...
I know. But this one's too similar to Blitz, and I know the difference is the mesh, but...
And the pattern, the different camo pattern too. But yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I'll come up with something else. Boo boo.
If you could, please.
Sure.
And in actuality, Blitz is the one that designed the one, you know.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh.
When I was putting these together, I go, "Hey Blitz, you know, what do you think about this?" And he said, "I think this would be great with black."
Well, you didn't even tell me the website. You just said, "Hey, what about this hat?" And I took it upon myself to go to the manufacturer itself and was like, "Hey, does this place have any of these?" Yeah. And you said, yeah, they do, actually.
So, hey, by the way, if you're listening to us, obviously, thank you for the download, but go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. It doesn't cost anything. It's free just to subscribe to a YouTube channel, as you know that, and it'll give you updates on when we're live and putting new shit up. And we're getting ready to hit 60,000.
Woo! Damn.
Man. Blitz, yeah, man. I really think that, you know, soon, if we can keep our momentum going, we could hit 100,000, and then YouTube sends you one of those fucking one of those thingies.
A play button.
Yeah.
You want a thingy?
Let me, well, yeah, of course I want a thingy.
Let me still shuffling.
Lummy is shuffling.
I think I know where it is now. I think it's at home, but I'm still checking.
Mm-hmm. Is that why you were freaking out when Bubba asked for it? You thought maybe it was at home from the beginning?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I got mad at myself because it's been here for fucking like a year.
Yeah, yeah.
And I fucking took it home the last when I cleaned up all the paper here.
And then you kind of copped an attitude with me, and I was just asking a very honest question.
No, I was getting mad at myself.
Hold on, because we had just had a meeting about Barb. So Barb was kind of like, I just didn't pull it out of thin air. We had a very intensive, we pretty much laid out Barb, all of us. We had about, what would you say, a 30-minute meeting, if not maybe a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And we really, I mean, from portalettes to sound systems to risers to fire pits to food to parts of the building being locked down to just everything.
Raffle,
Hall of Fame stickers. Where we're doing presentations, just everything. And for the pretty much where, like, we got Barb handled now. Now we're pricing out another tent. So we have two tents. We got Kevin's tent coming. And so Barb's on my mind. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, let's not forget.
Is it stupid?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it has a buckle. Right there.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I know, but it's also a different type of hat. I was just wondering if that type of hat is
no buckles.
Yes.
Yes. Now, Blitz, I'm not being a dick. I want to approve her hat, but I did say, what's one of the rules?
No buckles. I know.
No buckles.
I'm just trying to do something different because I know what Lummy's doing and I know what Blitz is doing and what Dan's doing. So I'm just trying to think of something a little out of the box. But I could go back in
my box.
Looks
like a Confederate hat.
It's like a hat. Cadet thing.
It's what?
A cadet thing. Whew.
I want your hat to be a good seller so you don't get put on a month.
I know. I just want it to be different.
Yeah. Well, that's different, but it's got a fucking buckle.
Yeah.
So I got to
stop. I'll unbuckle myself. Sorry.
And it's a short bill.
Yeah.
You know what? That would be good for a girl. But
I've seen guys kind of wear the hats like that.
But don't forget, our audience composition is about 80% men.
I know.
And 20% women.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Lummy?
Yes, Bubba.
Still nothing?
No, I'm pretty sure it's at home.
Okay. Just don't get mad at me. And the other thing is,
I wasn't getting mad at you, Bubba. To be honest,
you're getting a little bit mad at me.
No, Bubba. When I know I had something for so long and I can't find it, I get mad at myself. I don't like letting you down, so I just get mad at myself. So I start.
Yeah, I don't think he was getting mad at you at all. But
I was getting frustrated at me going through these papers, knowing that you were looking for it, and I can't fucking find it. Like, I got fucking Brandon's fucking jerk off schedule in my Trapper Keeper, but I don't have that.
Yeah, I get that.
Two things: one, try to find that stuff, and then two, make sure you stick up for me with your wife, and even take the air check of me talking about it to her, because she's already been churned up by a bunch of fucking marks. Saying that I was disrespectful about the Travis and OFF's baby shower, when all I said was that baby showers are kind of guy things.
No, they're not guy things.
I mean, not guy things. And, you know, that's all I said. And I specifically said, this is not a knock on Ashley. I love Ashley. She's the best. Please. Do not think that this is any, and Lummy, I think I even said, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Ashley. I love her. Please make sure you tell her that. and the Marks have already gotten to her and told her that I was disrespectful about the baby shower.
Yeah, we need to find out who it was.
When really I was just sticking up for all men's there, saying, you know, all of us men's would have rather had the girls. Let me ask Alexa. Hey, Alexa, do men go to baby showers or for girls only?
That woke bitch. Woke bitch
from babygaga.com.
Yes.
Baby showers are typically a girls-only event,
oh.
But of course, there is no harm in inviting some men as well.
But what did she say?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And Blitz, you know, usually that woke bitch will bury us.
Right. No, it's a...
I think Creatine Travis was the one.
I agree. Let's blame him.
I'm in for that.
Yep. Mike Bellagio.
Mike fucking Bellagio,
that's
vice
your real
president.
Name?
Motherfucking Mike Bellagio, vice president of all...
Targets
distribution mm-hmm. operations of one Target Incorporated.
Yeah. How about this, Boomer?
With your son named Arrow.
There you go. Oh, okay, what color?
It would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth one in the gray and the black.
On a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, with what stitching? Dark stitching?
I'm thinking black.
Yeah.
Daddy,
I have a question. Do you think 4 hats a month might end up being too much?
Yeah.
Because we're going to run out of hat designs like by like February.
Yeah. I do. So we'll go four. We just did 4. We'll do 4. For January, because we've already promised them.
Okay.
And then we'll scale it down from there.
Okay.
To maybe 2.
Okay.
Something like that. But all right. I think you make a great point.
Yeah, because like eventually it's like...
Now, what type of hat is this?
It's a
snapback trucker
hat.
Yeah. With dark Bubba Army?
Mm-hmm. Black.
Yeah.
Does that
I like
sound
that.
Good?
I like
cool.
that.
That's kind of different than Lummies and Ann Blitz's.
It's
and
a lot
Dan's.
Different.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, send that to me if you could, please.
Oh, email and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just email that this exact thing to me.
Yeah, for sheezy for show.
Although the MSRP, man, not a lot of margins on that.
What?
Nothing.
Why is that one more?
Are you mad at me?
No. I'm never fucking mad at you.
You sound mad right now.
I'm never mad at you.
Okay.
You may irritate me.
That can happen. That's
but I'm never
natural.
Mad at you.
It's very natural.
Blitz says you're speaking for me, Bubba. Thank you, my union rep. Blitz is like, I got a fucking union rep. I'm not mad at you. I don't want to break up. I love you. I'm Blitz's union rep right now.
Okay.
I'm not mad at you.
Okay.
We're not breaking up. Right. I love you.
Okay.
You just sometimes irritate me.
You need to go to your spot.
Go to your spot and assume the position.
Which is what?
Well, that's something between you two.
Yeah.
I'm only a union rep. I don't get quite into the details. I just get roughed
in. You rough
in.
It in.
I get Blitz roughs me in, okay?
Yeah.
Got it.
So, ready? Not
I like
mad.
To rough it in.
I'm not mad.
Oh, my God.
We're not breaking up. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
You just are sometimes very irritating.
That's fair. I hear you, but you're wrong.
So let's take a timeout. Let's take a timeout. And how about you spend the weekend at your place?
How about
and I'll
no.
spend the weekend at my place.
How about
how
I
about,
cuddle you?
How about
until you like it again?
Unless you suck my cock, there's nothing that's going to make this situation better.
Why don't you suck my cock and hold me?
How about
Jesus.
How about you sit on my cock and we call it a day?
Deal. Shake your hands.
Pinky swear, bitch.
Yeah.
Now jump on this 14-inch here and fucking hold on for a blast off.
Whoa!
What's that thing that just blasted off from NASA?
Artemis.
Jump on my Artemis, bitch.
Whoa!
And get ready for re-entry. It's going to be 25,000 degrees.
Whoa!
No, it's 25,000 miles an hour, right?
Wait till I deploy the parachutes.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I don't even know what that means.
Me neither.
All right, Lummy, listen. This entire show, you were not able to find what I wanted.
No, I was not.
But guess what, Lummy? I'm not mad at you. I still love you. Just find it for tomorrow.
I will. I love you, too.
Jesus. We're all breaking up
here. Like a beaten woman.
Thank you, Papa.
Appreciate you guys. Go to our YouTube, man. It's blowed up. It is fucking blowed up. Wow. We're hitting 60,000 subscribers. Next is going to be 100. That'll be impossible to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you all tomorrow.